Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bruce Bartlett back on the show. Bruce is an economic historian, and he's been covering the history of economics and the impact of economics and economic policy, good, bad, and ugly, for a long time. He's a former domestic policy advisor to one of my heroes, President Ronald Reagan. And also, he worked with George H.W. Bush 41, and he's the author of a number of books, including The New American Economy. And his new book is called The Benefit and the Burden. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on right now. Bruce Bartlett, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. We've been hearing about this fiscal cliff. We've been hearing about this Taxmageddon. We've been hearing about sequestration, et cetera, et cetera. We do have if we were on the radio, we'd call that a hard stop. We got a hard stop coming up in our finances of our government coming up at the end of this year, don't we, Bruce?
Yeah, exactly. There's a large number of automatic spending cuts and automatic tax increases that are already enacted into law that will take effect on January 1 if nothing is done.
Let's identify those. Then. Let's identify what? Some of those.
Uh-huh. Well, on the spending side, the big stuff is what's called a sequestration of $1.2 trillion. Of course, that's spread over 10 years. That's not all at once. Half divided between defense spending and half non-defense spending.
What is non-defense? And what would non-defense be? Would that be discretion or is that entitlements too?
I believe it's only discretionary.
Okay, all right.
And one of the problems we are having is that nobody knows precisely what programs are going to be cut under these sequesters. And I think that the problem is that everybody thought that they wouldn't ever actually take effect.
Right. It'd be like a unicorn. It wouldn't actually ever materialize.
That's right. And well, remember the legislation that established the sequester also created this super committee of Congress that was supposed to come up with alternative specific spending cuts in lieu of the sequestration. But the committee completely failed in its job and collapsed. And so we're now faced with the sequestration that I think nobody thought was ever actually going to take place.
And the reason I ask about the non-defense cuts that are going to be part of the sequestration, you say you think it's going to all be in discretionary spending, which is only 20% of the budget, right?
That's right. That's exactly correct.
So that's a lot of cuts out of a small part of the budget.
And keep in mind that this is the portion of the budget that has already borne the heaviest burden of previous cuts that we've been enacting for the last several years, so we're really getting down to
shutdown the government kind of situation, aren't we?
Well, I think we're past, frankly, the point of cutting fat, and we're now cutting muscle.
Yeah.
We're cutting essential programs, and the reason for that is two things have been completely off the table. One is entitlements, which is the vast bulk of government spending, and two is we can't talk about revenues because of the tax pledge.
Right, right. Well, so we've got this. We've got sequestration, folks, which is this hard these hard numbers that are going to be imposed January 1st, as Bruce just described. We've also got tax increases coming up. In the form of the Bush tax cuts are going to go away if something isn't done. That's one of them, right, Bruce?
That's right, and there are also a number of other expiring provisions, such as an adjustment that has been made annually for the alternative minimum tax and some other things as well.
Also, we've got the We've got the unemployment thing is going away. The Social Security tax adjustment's going to come back, right?
I don't know off the top of my head.
The employment tax is what I'm trying to say. Remember the abatement that they did for unemployment tax a couple of years ago? That's going to come back in January.
There's a large fiscal adjustment that's going to happen all at once.
And all that's going to be new taxes added to an already stressed-out populace, which a lot of people think, that's the reason they call this Taxmageddon or whatever you want to call it, but it's a lot of things coming together at one time to create what many people think is a perfect storm. And I think they might be right. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether this can be avoided, what Bruce thinks about that, and what President Bartlett would do if he were in charge. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.